It's wonderful to be with you on this Easter Sunday. My name is Sina Kappas, and I'm one of the clergy here in ministry with this community of faith. And if you happen to be here for one of the first times today, whether in person or online, we sure are glad that you are here in worship with us. And I genuinely pray that this time of worship for you can be a time where you feel like you're connecting with God, that God is being able to provide some word of hope or encouragement for your life, and that you find a stirring, an inspiration, maybe a reconnection with God that you need for this particular day. You know, Easter is really the cornerstone of why we gather as the church. It is the centrality of the mystery of our faith, that Christ has died, but Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And because we know of this good news, that we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song, we do gather every Sunday for worship. And in essence, every Sunday should be a mini Easter, where we celebrate that resurrection. And because it is so important, we make sure once a year that we really have time to gaze upon the goodness of what it means to celebrate and to receive the gift of resurrection. It is something that is hard to wrap our minds around. You know, as Miss Amber and I were preparing for this day, we kind of looked at each other for a little while because we say, you know, Christmas, it like kind of takes care of itself. You know, baby Jesus, we all get it. It's, you know, it's good to go. We've got that handled. But Easter is so magnificent that it is beyond comprehension in some ways. It is beyond reduction. And so it can sometimes cause us to tremble a little because it is so incredibly wonderful. So this morning, as we gather for worship, I will not be sharing a completely comprehensive Easter sermon about the fullness of what it means to encounter the resurrection, but I do have 3 points, and I hope that maybe one of them might have some kind of peace in it that God can speak to you and maybe provide you a place of meditation and encouragement in your own life of faith. So here we go with those 3 points. The first, and probably the deepest of the cornerstone in the Easter message of Christ's resurrection, is the real acknowledgement that we do not need to fear death. This is something that is so hard for us to even name, but it is part of our faith. And why it's challenging is because even though we need not fear death, we do not go looking for death, nor does it take away our grief or any of the pain. It is something that is still incredibly hard and mysterious. But because of Easter, we know that Jesus has entered into even the gates of death and has the power to lead us out to the other side. That with God and through God, there is something more for us. As great as this world is, there is something more. And that in life, in death, and in life beyond death, God is with us. Now that one, I think, is hard to provide any other words with because it is such an amazing thing to comprehend and important for us as we come before our Lord, especially on Easter. It is something that I hope, especially when you're in the middle of facing adversity, is something that is able to help you keep on keeping on. But it is something that is a little abstract for our day-to-day life. So there are 2 other points that I'd like to lift up about the power of the Easter story and the resurrection of Christ. And the second is this, is that as Christians, when we gather for the Easter story and celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we also acknowledge that Christ has willingly entered into pain, rejection, suffering, betrayal, violence, all of the worst parts of life as we know it. God willingly entered and enters into suffering and has the power to transform it. And this is why when we gather for Easter, we still tell part of the Passion narrative. This is why we started our service recognizing the mystery of the cross. Because without going through that portion of Christ's story, the rest does not make any sense. We need to remember it all together. And we need to remember it not only together because it gives us a sense of reverence of what Christ has done, but because it reminds us that Christ enters into our suffering and walks with us. That God does not promise to bubble wrap us or to protect us from suffering, but will walk with us through our suffering, transform our suffering, show us that the worst thing is never the last thing, that God will be with us and there will be good news. And that is the power of Easter. The scars in Jesus' hands and feet were still there when he was resurrected. He shows us them, that we can touch them and recognize that we too may experience those scars. But he will show us the power to rise up and to conquer. The third point that I wish to bring that probably is a little more accessible, especially to our younger friends, goes back to what Miss Amber said about the things that we outgrow. Traditionally, the symbols that we use for Easter are new life or things that are growing, whether they be flowers, whether they be eggs or bunnies. Maybe some of our children have seen some flowers, eggs, or bunnies this morning. I know that before I left early this morning, and I didn't make my teenage son get up for it at 6 a.m, but I sure left him a special little basket full of eggs and bunnies. He didn't really care about the flowers, so I didn't worry about those. And we have those symbols because they remind us with Easter that God invites us into new life. God invites us to grow, to change, to expand. And sometimes we welcome that growth, especially if it is something that we have experienced that we feel has been detrimental in our life. And we are eager and willing to let God take that suffering and transform it into new life. And we shout hallelujah because we're no longer plagued by whatever that thing was that it was killing us. And we give thanks for that, obviously, at Easter. And the harder part of the Easter story is those times when God invites us into that resurrected new life to something that might be better for us, but we want to hold back on in those grave clothes. We want to stay back in that tomb. We want to hug our teddy bears and pretend that that's the most powerful thing to take care of us. Miss Amber asked me to bring my baptismal gown, and this genuinely was the thing that I was baptized in, and I can't imagine I was even that small when I was born. I mean, really. I think I was baptized at like the 6-week mark, you know, the traditional Catholic baptism when you're like just barely born. But you know, we bring these things because it's another good symbol and reminder of how sometimes in the Easter story, it's not always simply giving up something that was bad or hurtful, but sometimes it's also recognizing the season and the change of life this baptismal gown that I have symbolizes something that is incredibly beautiful and precious to me in my life, right? My baptism, my family that loved me. At the early service, I talked about the church that raised me and the silly things we would constantly be doing together. But how silly would it be if I stayed like this for the rest of my life? If I stayed like this for the rest of my life, it would not work very well. There was growth. There was change. And you know what? For most of us, growth is painful and hard. I'm a mother of a teenager. I got any amens for growth is painful and hard? Yes, growth is painful and hard. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, humbling. And the story of Easter is that sometimes we need to leave those things behind because God is preparing a new life in us. And in the process of becoming what God has in store for us, there may be weeping and wailing. There might be some sweating and cursing. There might be some prayers of, God, let this cup pass from me. But when we hold fast and believe in the power of Christ to see us through, we find that it is so important to follow, to come through the tomb to the other side, and to leave behind the past so that we can grow into the fullness of what God has in store for us. Happy Easter, everyone.